I'd like to invite you to a demonstration of the interior, construction, and software change of yet another device offering remote control via Wi-Fi with a split between four 230V sockets, a 5-volt line, four USB ports together, and energy metering. The strip shown here is based on the BK7231N chip and normally works with the Tuya app. But here I will show how to upload our open batch, ensuring compatibility with Home Assistant. We bought the strip for around £120. It appears under the name Smart Strip EU4M, although this description may also fit similar products. The product description is interesting in that it mentions anti-overvoltage, such as 100%. I wonder how this was calculated. The USB power supply, 5 volts up to 3.1 amp, is also present. There is no QC support. USB will not attach higher voltage. There is a different model on the bottom, RHEU4114UW. Inside of the product, it's time to take a look inside. The interior is secured by slightly less typical screws, requiring a triangular tip screwdriver. The design of the strip is not that bad. Even the earthing is connected. In the cheapest products, only pretend happens. The thickness of the wires is not significantly underrated either. The PCB designation is RH410B3S4U4V2. Version V3. Date 2023-11-18. Interestingly, you can also see the Wi-Fi module soldered into the board, but its pads do not resemble the standard CB2S, WB2S. By removing the screws from the center, the PCB can be lifted. The whole thing doesn't look so bad. There are even filters against EMI emissions on the input. In addition, I can even see a varistor, surge protection, and, of course, relays, one per socket, CNHZ, HZ731A5S H at 5 volts. Here we see the BL0942 chip. It is used to measure voltage, current, and power. It communicates with the Wi-Fi module via the UART. It looks like this UART is isolated. I can see two optocouplers there. Also visible next to it are the USB ports, along with the U3 chip, which I'm betting is responsible for the power supply reporting to the connected device. Phones and mobile devices will not draw more than 500 milliamps without this. Sometimes you short-circuit the D+ and D- pins, or set levels on them with resistors. But this is also not the best method, and many devices will then not draw more than 1A. A dedicated circuit is the best solution. The designation of this circuit is RH7902A. It is designed for two USB ports. According to the catalog note, this chip supports the following power supply notification protocols: Divider 1, Divider 2, Divider 3, charging protocols used in Apple devices, D+, D- equals 1.2 volts, Samsung compatible mode, BC1.2 DCP. Standard battery charging 1.2 protocol, dedicated charging port, CTIS YDT 1591 2009. Chinese standard for charging mobile devices. Here you can see its second piece. There is an LDO AMS 1117 3.3 volt next to it too. And the L4410, if I read it correctly, which is the MOSFET that the Wi-Fi module uses to switch on the 5-volt line. The relays are controlled by small transistors. Here you can also see the secondary side of the inverter next to it. The distance between the hot and cold side seems to be okay. The inverter is in flyback topology and is based on an SD8666QS chip with an integrated MOSFET transistor. Internal construction and leads. That leaves the Wi-Fi module, EZO-WBGNNCNA V1.1 2022-1124. I haven't seen this type yet. Firmware change. To upload our open source firmware, this serves our flasher. It too can detect the GPIO configurations of the device. You will need a USB to UART converter. You need to get to TX1/RX1 of the Beacon chip. It is best to solder out the whole module, to be sure. I use flux and braid for this. The flux makes it easier to melt the binder, and the braid allows us to collect it and clean the pads. The module is based on the BK7231N. The pads are signed, no need to guess. Before soldering, I will braze the pads with lead binder, such has a lower melting point. Then I solder the four wires, power supply and UART. I additionally power the whole thing from an external 3.3-volt LDO, the 3.3-volt pin.